Lili Nishmas, Abba Mori, Zichrono Livracha. We're in the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Birchos HaTorah Simen Mem Zayin. We're up to Seif Yud. The Shulchan Aruch says, if someone stops learning and he gets involved in other things, since Kevon Shedai Tolachzer Lilmod, Lo Havei Hefsek. Since you have in mind to go back to learn afterwards, after you finish your whatever you're involved in, you don't make a new Birchos HaTorah. The same thing for sleeping or the Merchatz, or going to the bathroom, it's not called a hefsek. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, Kevan Shedai Tolachzer B'Lilmod. So the Magen Avraham says, well, it sounds like that's the norm, that you go back to learn. What if a person normally does not go back to learn? Then he decides to learn now. The Magen Avraham says, according to Shulchan Aruch, you'd have to stay Birchas HaTorah again? The Taz argues. The Taz says, no. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say im dai tolachzer. The Shulchan Aruch says kevan shedai tolachzer, meaning that even if you don't normally learn, a person always has a chiyuv to learn. And a person in the back of his mind knows if he has a chance, he might be learning now, and therefore you would not say Birchos HaTorah because it's considered as if your das is lachzer v'lilmud. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we're mekil. Suffolk Brachos Lachel, and you would not say Birchos HaTorah again. So even if someone normally does not learn, let's say a person learns, he doesn't learn in the evenings, if he decides one night to learn, he does not say a new Birchos HaTorah. Oh. How come in a merchatz, in a shower or the bathroom, a person does not say Birchos HaTorah again? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because, number one, there are halachos to keep there. The halachas in the bathroom, what to do. We learned them earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, you're not Mesiach Daz, because a person knows he's going to learn afterwards as well. And for those reasons, a person will not say a new Birchas HaTorah after the bathroom or after taking a shower. Now, what about sleeping? The Shulchan Aruch says that after a short nap, then one would not say Birchas HaTorah again. Ashkenaz Sarai, let's say, you know, you slept at your desk or something. Now, but what about a long nap? Person gets into bed and takes a serious nap, Ashkenaz Keba. So here the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Aleph quotes two opinions. One view is it is a hefsek and you make a new Birchas HaTorah, and the other view is that it's not a hefsek and you will not. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'chein Noagu, that it's not a hefsek and you do not say a new Birchas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here that many Achronim argue. Many Achronim say when you're asleep, you're dead to the world, that's an objective hefsek, and you would have to say Birchos HaTorah again after a nap. And he says, Hamavarich lo hifsid, that if you make a bracha, certainly you're not going to lose out. However, the poskim say that the minhag olam is not to make a bracha. It's quoted in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, and others, that the minhag is we don't say a bracha on a nap during the day. Now, we mentioned in the previous year, but it's a big machlokas, and some say you would, and that's why if you take a nap during the day, certainly, you should be makbid at night when you say Avos Olam to have in mind Birchos HaTorah and learn right after Maariv, because it's a suffolk whether you may have really been, but certainly you should keep that chumrah and have in mind during Avos Olam. Oh. Now see if you'd base. The Shulchan Aruch says that the learning you do at night is covered by the Birchas HaTorah from the morning, since she didn't sleep, so it continues. And that's the halacha. Oh. So what if a person doesn't sleep at all? What if he slept the whole night? So this is a big machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas. Some say you don't say new Birchas HaTorah. You didn't stop learning, so the bracha keeps on going from last night, from yesterday morning, keeps on going till the next morning. Others say no, that there's a chiyuv bracha, you have to thank Hashem once a day, every day for the Torah. And even though you didn't sleep, you would have to say a new Birchos HaTorah. So it's a machlokas if you make a Birchos HaTorah in the morning if you didn't sleep. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Safek Birchos Lachel, and you wouldn't. However, he says, you should avoid the Safek. So what's the best way to avoid the Safek? Shamea Ka'ona. Have someone say the Bracha for you. This is what we do on Shavuos morning. There's the designated sleeper. Somebody goes home to sleep, and he says the Brachos for everyone in the shul who didn't sleep. And the primary bracha he has in mind is these, Birchos HaTorah, it's a suffix. So the best option if you didn't sleep is have somebody say the brachos for you, Shomer Kohana. The next best option, the Mishnah Berurah says, is, as we learned in the last year, you can use Ava Rabba. If you're up the whole night and there's no one around, then when you say the brachos before Shema, Ava Rabba, you have in mind Birchos HaTorah, and you learn a little bit after davening. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's a little interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says Safek Brachos LaHakel, but we saw earlier the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of the Siman says that a Safek you have to be Machmir Birchos HaTorah, because some say we assume it's a mitzvah deraisa. So the poskim explain that the case in the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of the Siman is if you have a Safek whether you said the Brachos at all, so that's a regular Safek deraisa. But here you said the Bracha yesterday. So we assume on a level of deraisa, it probably keeps on going. The suffix now, whether there's a chiyuv to say a new bracha today, that's pashas a chiyuv derabanan, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, in this case, you would say suffix brachos lohakil. Oh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. What if a person goes to sleep and sleeps a couple of hours, 3-4 hours, like a night's sleep, and then you wake up, and you're going to learn for an hour. So you would say Birchos HaTorah. Because you slept a few hours, that's a Sheinas Keva Balayla. That's a real sleep. Good. That's a given. Then you go back to sleep at 3 in the morning till 7. So now, when you wake up at 7, would you say Birchos HaTorah again? So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes, in Mishnah Berurah Kavtes Amachlokes, two opinions, and he says, we learned above on a nap during the day, many say you'd say a bracha. Certainly here you would say a bracha. So we just mentioned a few minutes ago that during the day, the minig is not to say Birchas HaTorah. But here, on a nap at night, meaning you slept in your bed from 3 to 7, that's like a heavy nap at night. Most poskim assume that's considered a real sleep, and you would say Birchas HaTorah again. So if a person goes to bed at, let's say, 11, and wakes up at 2 in the morning, and learns for an hour, then goes back to sleep from 3 to 7, they would say Birchos HaTorah at 2, and again they would say Birchos HaTorah at 7 in the morning. That's the accepted psak, and that seems to be the leaning of the Mishnah Berurah as well, that's what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. Oh, two more things. The Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning of Mishnah Berurah Kaf Ches that if a person was Yashan Sheinas Keva Al Mitaso, if a person takes a nap on his bed at the beginning of the night, that's a hefsek, and you would say Birchos HaTorah. This is very lemaisa. Let's say it's the winter, and a person is tired at the end of afternoon seder, it's 6 o'clock, sunset was at 5:30. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you sleep from, let's say, 6 to 7, and now you're going to get up and learn afterwards, you would say Birchos HaTorah, because a nap on your bed at night, everyone would agree, you would have to say Birchos HaTorah. But here, the more recent poskim say that it depends. It depends how you go to sleep. If you're sleeping in your regular clothes, then even though it's nighttime, that's still called a nap. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, and others say that as well. So when the Mishnah Berurah says a nap at night, you would say a Birchos HaTorah, that's a case where you got into your pajamas, you took a real serious hour, 2-hour nap at night, and then got up to learn more afterwards, that's where the Mishnah Berurah says that you would say Birchos HaTorah again, and that's very lemaisa. It's very common in yeshivas in the winter that the young men will take a nap in the late afternoon to be strong for night seder, and that nap is happening after shkia when it's dark outside, so it would depend if you change into your pajamas or sleep in your regular clothes. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah quotes here at the end of Kav Ches, a famous psak from the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger says as follows. Let's say a person took a nap during the day, then stayed up the whole next night. Then in the morning, he avada can say Birchos HaTorah according to everyone. He had a hefsek from the sleeping, and some say every day gets a new bracha anyway. So that's Rabbi Kiva Eger. And some people quote this regarding Shavuos. Take a nap during the afternoon before Shavuos. Then you can say Birchos HaTorah in the morning of Shavuos. But the recent poskim say it's not so pashut, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why? Because you're not supposed to do this. We learned in the previous year that if you take a nap during the day, You're supposed to have in mind that Ava Sa'ola for Birchas HaTorah. And that covers your Birchas Torah for the night. So this Eitz of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Mishnah Berurah says it also, is only if you don't have in mind by Ava Sa'ola at night and learn after davening. But if you do what you're supposed to do, which is to have in mind Ava Sa'ola and learn after davening, this Eitzah wouldn't work. And this is very Lamaisa. On Shavuos night, we learn the whole night. And that's the custom. That's the very old minhag. And everyone takes a nap on Erev Shavuos. So the poskim point out, you don't want to learn Shavuos night with a suffek Birchos HaTorah. The whole night's a suffek. No. So since you took a nap in the afternoon, we learned that it's a suffek Birchos HaTorah. So it comes out that we're learning the whole night of Shavuos with a suffek Birchos HaTorah. That's like b'di'evid. So obviously, Shavuos night, we should do the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah. Have in mind in Avos Olam that it counts as Birchos HaTorah and then learn after davening. Everyone should do that. We should want our learning Shavuos night to be l'chadchila of l'chadchilas. And since we're doing that, the Eitzah of this Rabbi Akiva Eiger would not be l'maisa for us. And that's what we should do on Shavuos morning. We should not follow the Eitzah of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. We should all try to do the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah and have in mind Birchos HaTorah at Ahavas Olam. And then learn a little after davening. Okay, we'll stop here.